The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, and a senior advisor to healthcare.com. Hello, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
I am all right.
Are you getting ready for another bomb snowstorm?
It seems that way.
Oh, jeez. Come on. Come on, spring.
Yes, there is that.
Come on,
spring.
Go crocus or something. All right. Well, look, today I want to talk about America's doctor. You know, I'm the healthcare detective. Let's talk about a doctor. Let's talk about Mehmet Oz of Columbia University. But more than ever, in my opinion, Dr. Oz looks more like America's medical huckster rather than America's doctor. And that image of his has been building now for years. I mean, back in 2015, 10 big-name doctors tried to get Dr. Oz fired from Columbia. They charged that he displayed a lack of integrity, an egregious lack of integrity, by pushing, quote-unquote, quack cures for personal financial gain. That's a big charge. But the Columbia dean defended Oz and the Dr. Oz TV show. The dean said Oz was protected by his personal freedom of expression, you know, like the freedom to yell fire in a crowded waiting room, something like that. Around the same time, a congressional committee denounced Oz for peddling magical food supplements on his long-running TV show. First example, Oz pushed everything from extracts of raspberries and green coffee, South African pumpkins, all his treatments that would melt belly fat. When the committee said none of those claims, none were backed by science, Oz had a quick defense. The doctor said he kept making the claims because he saw himself as a cheerleader for his listeners. That, of course, makes no sense. I mean, why would a doctor deceive people by cheerleading for pricey little products that do no good, like lavender soap to treat leg cramps, another one of his ideas. Back in 2020, he topped himself. Dr. Oz became an early advocate of the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine to cure COVID-19. He based his support on a tiny French study where patients who took the drug recovered from COVID after 6 days. I mean, come on. Most patients recover from COVID after 6 days, no matter what medicine they take or don't take. Yet Oz's early TV endorsement was a major reason President Trump started pushing the malaria drug for COVID. In the end, the drug did harm. It caused heart problems, which is an odd twist, since Dr. Oz is a heart doctor. Also back then, Dr. Oz said the public schools should remain open, even though COVID-19 was running wild, but the public schools should remain open. His reasoning was that would only cause 2 to 3% increase in the rate of mortality. Because 2 or 3 more people would die out of 100. Keep the schools open. He later sort of apologized for that piece of callousness. So no doubt, Oz has repeatedly promoted questionable ideas and lousy products from his advertisers. One study estimated that 80% of his TV recommendations, 8 out of 10, were not evidence-based. A few years ago, Oz even had to pay a $5 million class action for one of his phony weight cures. So, Joe, any questions about the picture I'm painting here of good old Dr. Oz? I mean, any questions up to now?
No, no questions, although I do know that there are people who absolutely are very comfortable with what he says and, you know, and follow him quite assiduously.
Yes, that's one of the reasons I'm doing this broadcast this morning. Yes, he has a lot of followers from his TV show. And there was one good thing Dr. Oz long said he did not do, and he should get credit for that when he said it. He didn't have any ownership in any of the products he pushed. Oz said, quote unquote, "A doctor should not sell products, otherwise patients would not trust me." But that was then, and this is now. Now that his TV show has been canceled after 12 seasons, he has clearly jumped that shark with a new cure-all derived from marijuana that he developed with a little team of doctors and scientists. It's a strange move, especially now when you'd expect Oz to be trying to build public trust as he launches his Republican campaign for U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania. An ad for the product called Smiles, with a Z, landed unsolicited. I wasn't looking for it. It just landed in my iPhone message box this week. And I asked one of Oz's former colleagues to take a look. And he summed up Oz's product for me in two words: a grift. Smiles is a flavored gummy derived from marijuana, of course, containing a chemical called CBD. It has less than 0.3% of another chemical called THC. Now, THC, that's the stuff that makes you high. CBD does not. According to this ad, Oz's CBD gummy just calms you down, and you have less anxiety, you have less pain, and it helps you sleep better. But Oz doesn't stop there. The ad makes exaggerated health claims. It says his gummy improves your joints and skin, lowers your blood sugar and your blood pressure, boosts antioxidants, your cognitive powers, prevents strokes, reduces arthritis in a week, and helps you quit smoking. I mean, what did they forget? Men can have babies too? No scientific studies are cited for any of that. Not one. Plus, the fine print says it all. This is the kicker. Here's the fine print. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Oops, didn't really mean it. This doesn't really help you treat anything. In fact, the FDA has only endorsed one CBD product. That's a prescription drug, anti-seizure medicine for epilepsy. There is no proven science behind any other CBD product or CBD health claim. None. Same with the ads on Dr. Oz's advertising here. Many of the testimonials come from these happy customers. But then you get to the fine print, and the fine print says the photos and names were changed and the people were remunerated. In other words, they were paid to say nice things about Smiles, and they aren't the people that you think you are. They are here in the ad. The ad also makes bizarre claim that Pfizer and J&J tried to buy Smiles from Oz, possibly to shut it down. It was going to be a real danger to their prescription drug business. That makes no sense. CBD oil and gummies are like wine. Hundreds of companies make CBD products. Shutting down Dr. Oz's Smiles would be like shutting down one winemaker to stop all wine drinking. Still, Oz says his Smiles is a threat to pharma's expensive drugs and the quote-unquote greedy doctors who prescribe them. And in what sounds to me like delusions of grandeur, he even says that if Smiles' success contributes to a fall of a big-name pharma company, so be it. Okay, don't wait for that. And, of course, the ads keep saying supplies are limited. You got to hurry, hurry, buy now, buy now. Day after day, I got the same buy now warning. Fact is, there's plenty of Oz's stuff available and at very hefty prices. I mean, Smiles once-a-day gummies cost about $30 for 30 pills. That's 10 bucks a pill. But get this. Some competitors are only charging $23 for 120 pills total. So, Jill, I researched Oz a couple of different ways, but I looked at Smiles on the internet, and I came across a number of so-called scam searchers. Have you had any experience, run across any of these scam searcher sites?
No, but I know that it cuts both ways.
Yeah. There are a lot of them,
right?
And they look pretty good at first sight, you know. But you got to watch out. They warn about the signs of a scam, which is good, you know. So it adds exaggerated health benefits, like I said, and phony testimonials. Also, free offers. You know, you think you're getting a free bottle, but your credit card gets billed for month after month of supplies, maybe up to $120 or $150 bucks total. So that's helpful, right? The sites seem to have come some kind of a public service, especially since one study showed that half the gummies sold online had either too little CBD or too much THC. It will make you high. The sites included links to so-called legitimate CBD companies. So that looks good. Let's go to a company that really has the real stuff. But every time I clicked one of those legit buttons, I went to a sales page that is virtually identical to the one Smiles uses. Same testimonials, same guarantees, same pricing. The only difference is the brand on the gummy jars. So look, it looks like some kind of collusion to me. I can't explain it fully, but it looks like collusion. And I just say this, beware of any CBD site on the internet. I did one more piece of detective work for you, Jill. I interviewed a friend who's just gone through a rough round of chemotherapy. I knew he'd tried everything to relieve the side effects. They were pretty tough. He tried CBD oil, a whole bunch of stuff. CBD oil was recommended by a cannabis shop in Great Barrington, so he got a pure stuff. And he also checked with his oncologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering before he did anything. And the doctor said he didn't think CBD would harm him, though there are side effects of CBD, which is dizziness, dry mouth, even diarrhea. But the doctor said, look, I'm not going to say it will help you. I'm only going to say that I don't think that it will harm you. So like, I went ahead and did it. So did my friend get any relief from CBD? He says maybe it helped him with his nausea, but he's not really sure. So I guess all I can say is this about Dr. Oz's CBD gummies. Forget all the phony health promises. At best, the gummies are probably harmless if you don't mind paying up to $10 a pill to America's huckster for a pack of lies.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in-store, and on my desk.